Turn up your hearing aid. It's time for Mom on the Rock.
That's right. My mom, that is, with rock news every Tuesday. Sup, Mom?
Hey, baby.
So we had the pleasure of watching the entire punt bowl, as I like to call it, together at a casino in South Tucson. Riveting experience.
Yes, it was.
You know, we watched the halftime show, and then afterward, I'm seeing Facebook, and everybody calls it the worst halftime show of all time. So I'm anxious to hear your composed thoughts about it.
Well, that's what I was going to talk about. I mean, full disclosure, I love Maroon 5 and Adam Levine. So I think that they're just getting a raw deal out of this. And these headlines that are coming out are brutal. I mean, it happened months before and all the frogging that they took for even doing it at all. And now it still continues. I mean, NBC News says, oh, most boring halftime show reflects the band's long, bland career. And it says that it barely leaves a mark, says the New York Times. It was flavorless and just barely avoids being the worst ever, says the USA Today. I mean, it goes on and on. Rolling Stone is like, no one even knows these songs except maybe the middle-aged women who are their fan base.
Well, there you go.
Probably why. And then all this backlash over Adam Levine taking off his shirt. Have you heard about that?
I have.
Comparing it with Janet Jackson's, you know, exposing herself.
Right.
Everybody's saying that her career started to take a nosedive after that. And yet nobody cares that Adam Levine took off his shirt. I just feel bad for Maroon 5.
You know, I do too. And as you know, I'm not a middle-aged woman, but I'm a big Maroon 5 fan. I think that the way they've evolved their career over the years in terms of kind of starting like a singer-songwriter acoustic-y band, and now they're in the electro-pop world, I think that's pretty impressive. They've managed to stay together for 20-something years and make a career out of it. And as you're acutely aware, Adam Levine is just about a woman's most sexy dream on stage. So why wouldn't he take his shirt off? I think if Mick Jagger was up there and took his shirt off, nobody would be complaining. So, you know, what's the big deal I say about that? And secondly, in terms of, a few African-American artists refused to play at the halftime show because, you know, to basically boycott the way the NFL has dealt with Colin Kaepernick and the kneeling at the national anthem. So Adam Levine was receiving a lot of flack for even accepting that. And so was Travis Scott and Big Boi, who actually are black. So Adam Levine was saying he's going to do something. You know, is he going to kneel? What's he going to do? And all those drones spelled one love. And, you know, without being too in your face with kind of a subtle, nice message, I thought that was a fine thing to do. He's not going to go up there and boycott. He's getting paid $5 million to play. So I don't know what people expected. It was a Maroon 5 concert, and you know, unfortunately Travis Scott showed up. But other than that, I thought it was fine.
Well, I don't know if you saw what Adam Levine posted on Instagram. I mean, in response to all of this criticism, and he says we thank our critics for always pushing us to do better. And then he talks about how he came up with the words that they put on those drones and what message that he wanted to share. So he's really taken the high road. And you also have to remember, a lot of charities got a lot of money that they donated to the Boys and Girls Club of the National Boys and Girls Club got $1.5 million from Maroon 5, from their agents and booking people, and from the NFL.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, nobody's talking about that.
I think it was a perfectly fine, you know, perhaps middle of the road, but still good halftime show with some spectacle. And the unfortunate thing that I notice is that people are comparing it to some of the greatest halftime shows of all time. Like somebody posted Michael Jackson's halftime show from 1993 when he popped up on one of the TV screens, then he popped up on the other one, then he exploded from the middle of the field, and he ended with singing We Are the World with like 100 animals and children. It's like, yeah, that's pretty amazing, but it was Michael Jackson in 93. Three, like, what do you expect?
I know. Hey, we had SpongeBob, I guess.
And that, you know, that was an homage to the creator of SpongeBob, who died this year, and SpongeBob fans were calling for something to honor him at the halftime show, and you know what? They did it, and that's cool. So we should be happy about that, too.
And you're not even a middle-aged woman.
I am not a middle-aged woman, for the record. I'm very fired up about this.
I'm glad you're fired up. I am too. Maybe
damn
you
it.
Should call up Adam Levine and console him.
Maybe I will. All right, Adam, if you're listening, you're always welcome at our halftime show.
Exactly.
All right, Mom. Well, I think that's enough of that.
All right.
Thank you for Mom on the Rock every Tuesday.
All right, baby. Bye.
Okay, bye.